My 96.1 with My Mornings with Rachel and Will.
Very excited to have on the line with us this morning, Jim Brickman. How are you, Jim?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Great, great. We're so excited for you to come into town December 2nd, Bay City, at the State Theater and play. And I hear you're doing all Christmas music.
Yeah, it is our big holiday show, and we do a lot of Christmas songs, but it's not exclusively Christmas.
Okay.
You know, you got to play the hits.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
Yes, of course.
If you're lucky enough to have hits, you should play them.
Yeah, not everybody does, right?
No, it drives me crazy when I go to see somebody I like, and I'm like, play the hits, you know. They say, oh, tonight we're going to do all of our stuff from our new album. And, you know,
right.
Of course, I understand from the artist's standpoint, but, you know, a lot of the reason people come to the show is they have a favorite and a reason or a connection to you mm-hmm. because of a certain song. So you got to do those.
Absolutely. So, Jim, I got to ask you, I used to play piano. I still do once in a while. Did you start out with piano lessons and practicing and plunking of the keys, or did it all just sort of come natural to you?
I was... it really did start to come naturally to me, but then I did take piano lessons. I was not I was not a good piano student, though. I mean, if you were at my third grade piano recital, you probably would not buy a ticket.
Who was your piano teacher? Do you remember?
Of course. What do you mean? Do I remember? Oh my gosh! Well, we call her Mrs. T because I'm always afraid she might have relatives in other places.
Ah, good call. Yeah.
So Mrs. T, let's put it this way. She used to vacuum during my piano lesson.
Yikes. Anything to drown
so,
it out.
You know, that says it all.
That says it all, yeah. Did you used to show up at your lessons like I did and try to fake it like you'd practice, but you'd never really practice all week?
Well, my trick was not bringing my music with me.
Oh, forgetting
lesson.
The music. The old I forgot
oh,
the
yeah.
music
oh,
trick. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I lived... I don't know, maybe 15 houses away, so she would make me go back and get it. But then there was only like 10 minutes left in the lesson.
Nice work. That's a good trick there.
We do the same thing here at work.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Wouldn't that be great if you could try those things that, you know, oh, I left it at home. But, you know, I think for me, what it really was is that I'm really more of a songwriter. It's just that when you're a songwriter, that's not the thing that shows itself when you're 5 or 10 years old. You know, it's something you grow into. So I learned the instrument, you know, the foundation and mm-hmm. the discipline of the instrument, but I really, even today, don't really think of myself as a pianist as much as a songwriter.
Right.
I see. Okay.
Well, I mean, I know you've written so many songs and you've worked with so many great artists, including the new one you have coming out with Five for Fighting.
Yeah, Christmas Where You Are is a brand new song, and I've always loved their music, you know, Superman and 100 Years. And, you know, one of the best parts of the career now is that getting a chance to work with people that I admire or that I feel like really have the same kind of sensibility as I have, that I know the audience will relate to these songs when I write with people like John from Five for Fighting. And then last year with Johnny Mathis and Kenny Rogers, I mean, like, I was just, Johnny Mathis doing singing a Christmas song of mine was like, it was just crazy. It still is kind of. It makes me feel like, you know, I'm really lucky. And we get to play all these songs when we come to town.
Yeah. Now, how does it work? Do you actually write a song and then approach the artist, or do you write with an artist in mind?
Well, it depends. Like, I wrote the current song, Christmas Where You Are, with John Rasek from Five for Fighting.
Mm-hmm.
So that collaboration, just by the nature of it, he sang the song. But other times when it's like Johnny Mathis, the song preceded me knowing him, and I just always wanted to work with him, and he sounds amazing. He's like 83 and he's like, sounds incredible. And so I just made it my business to try to find him, and then mostly I just stalk these people.
Right.
So they say yes. I really do, because a lot of them I don't know, so I have to figure out a way to... it never works like through the channels of the manager or the record company. It, for some reason, the business part, when you try to do it like that, it doesn't work. You have to either know the person or find a musical or artistic connection, somebody in their band or, the guy who cuts their hair, stuff like that.
So it's hard to say, I'll just have my people get a hold of your people and set it up.
Yeah, I always thought that was so funny. Like, you're watching something like Jimmy Fallon and these big stars get on and start talking about, I was with Julia Roberts the other day and I asked her, and I'm thinking, how do you know these people?
Right.
Like, I never run into any of the people that I... And I've worked with a lot of great and famous people, but I never run into them anywhere. I don't know them because of a party or something.
Right, right. Yeah, the most excitement you'll get in Bay City is running into Will and myself, probably.
Well, from the sounds of it, you guys are pretty fun.
Oh, I like it.
Thank you.
Already, I like it.
Okay, all right.
Now, Jim.
And if you're not, we'll be there to smile and laugh and play music, and which is really what the show is about. It's a very happy, family, festive show. A lot of laughter, a lot of song and stories, and celebration of the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can't wait. Again, December 2nd, you're going to be Bay City at the State Theater, and we've got a great Jim Brickman giveaway, too.
That's right. Yeah, our listeners can text in the word holidays to 68683. You win a pair of tickets to the show at the State, dinner for two before at Vino's, and then an overnight stay at the Doubletree. So it's a whole package, and all you have to do is text in for your chance to win. Now, Jim,
fun.
Yeah. Now, before we let you go, we got to ask you quick, because, you're from Ohio, right?
I am.
Do you still follow the Buckeyes and all, the football team?
Honestly, I'm more of a baseball fan. So
okay.
You can't get me into that Michigan conversation.
Oh, okay. Phew. We just won't go there. It's like politics.
Well, no, but also I'm from Cleveland, and so it's more of a – it's not quite as heavy duty as if you're from, Columbus.
Right. That's true. Good point. Yep. All righty. Well, we appreciate your time this morning. Of course, the brand new album is in stores now from A Joyful Christmas. And what do you say we play the new song with Five for Fighting and Jim Brickman, Christmas Where You Are?
Yeah, we're going to do that right now. Hey, thank you so much for talking to us today, Jim.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you very soon.
December 2nd. We'll see you then.